It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. Brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
On this installment of Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, we talk about the aftermath of the Frozen Four. The very next year, Bemidji State gets an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. Tom Ceratori joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State made a Frozen Four appearance in 2009-2010. In 2010-11, Bemidji State wanted validation that the previous year wasn't a fluke.
To me, Schulze, what it was validation for 2009. It was valid, and our guys took that challenge, and we talked about that. And, we wanted validation from 2009 going into 2010. We didn't want people thinking that we were a one-hit wonder. And I'm not sitting here saying that we sat there and said we want to get an at-large bid. That's not what we talked about. But we talked about that as the season progressed, as it was playing out. We just wanted validation that we were good, and we were legit the year before. And it started off, and we won some big games, and we started winning early. Next thing you know, you're exactly right. We get to this North Dakota tournament, and we're playing. It's already predetermined. We're going to play Miami and Ohio State, and of course, the Miami game. Again, it's the buildup from the year before, and Miami was a lot better the next year, as they were that Frozen Four team. I mean, they were older. They were almost the same team, but a year older. I don't know if we were better, but, the biggest thing is, I think one thing about our team in 2010, Matt Reed was a year older, and Brad Hunt was a year older. And that obviously, looking back at that, two NHLers, I mean, they were a year older, and that obviously, that helped our team as well. But then that quiet confidence and how we did things the year before and how we were successful really did carry over. And that's attributed to leadership again, Schulze. That's attributed to leadership. No question about that.
That North Dakota tournament game against Miami of Ohio at Thanksgiving time set the wheels in motion for what turned out to be a fantastic season.
We felt we needed to play our best game every night. And I remember when we beat Miami in that Thanksgiving tournament, it was a huge win for us. And again, it was, again, I'm going to overuse the word validation, but it validated our early season run, Air Force, Northern, we played a lot of league games. We went to Minnesota that year and beat Minnesota. We split with them. That was a big win in Minnesota. But that Miami game was big. And I remember the next day, we played Ohio State. We had no gas in the tank. And I remember when we lost that game, I think it might have been 2-1. I can't really remember what the score was. But I remember I was exhausted after that game. The guys were. And I almost thought that the sky was falling. And all we did was lose a game. And we lost a good team to Ohio State. But, you started putting that much pressure on yourself.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.